This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Those of you within the five boroughs of the greatest city in the world, go ahead and belly right up to the soda bar, would you? New York's proposed ban on big sugary drinks was struck down this afternoon, enjoined and permanently restrained in the legal vernacular. In business terms, you could say head fake or bait and switch, because you got a plan when a staple of your beverage menu is threatened, don't you? Freda Resnick is a marketing manager at Frames. It is a bowling lounge and bar, it calls itself, in Manhattan. Freda, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You guys were all set for this ban to happen, and then the judge kind of changed your mind, didn't he?
Yes. You know, it was kind of frustrating for New York businesses who are trying to, you know, keep the law and then keep their heads above water by being one step ahead. But you know what? New Yorkers are resilient, so we just bounce back.
You guys will figure it out. What did you have in mind? How were you going to deal with this proposed ban then on the big sugary drinks?
You know, like any other restaurant in New York, we do offer pitchers of soda. And our general manager saw this as an opportunity to say, you know, let's be the first one to offer alternatives to the soda. Let's start offering freshly squeezed juice options, citrus blends with carrots and mango and mint, and then other blends of, like, apple, cranberry, beet.
So what does beet juice taste like? Have you tasted one of those things?
It's actually really sweet and flavorful, believe it or not. I mean, it would be infused with something else, such as, you know, apple. Apple beet has always been something popular with a little cinnamon stick. It's quite good. And I think that having alternatives to soda means that people might choose that over soda.
Now, do you get to charge more for the juices? What does an 8-ounce juice cost me?
So generally, I think the juices will have to start at a higher price point. They haven't been determined yet, but at least a dollar or two more than the average cost of a soda.
So what will that be? If a soda is a, what? Well, it's Manhattan,
the sodas
right?
are about $2.50 a pint glass.
Yeah.
So the juices will generally have to start at about probably between $4 and $6 a glass.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that Manhattan's Manhattan, but if I'm taking my 9-year-old bowling, I'm not paying $6 for a glass of beet juice.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that the reason why people would opt for the soda over anything else, you know, the reason why restaurants are excited to serve soda to begin with is because of the potential markup.
Sure.
But if the potential markup is there with the juice as well, I mean, restaurants can offer this as an alternative and pass on the savings to the customer.
Yeah, now you are bringing back the pitchers of soda, right?
The pitchers of soda will still be available as long as we are allowed to sell them.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, everybody wins if somebody purchases a juice.
Freda Resnick, she is the marketing manager at Frames. It's a bowling lounge in Manhattan, New York City. Freda, thanks a bunch. See ya.
Thank you so much.
This will not be, as you might have guessed already, the last word on this whole thing. The mayor's office has already said it's going to appeal this ruling.